Let's go back, 1977. Tell us the purpose of the Voyager missions.
The Voyager mission, it was part of a series of launches to the planets, essentially by robotic spacecraft. They began in 62, the first flyby of Venus, and Voyager was the next in a series. It was the sequel to the Viking mission to Mars. And this went on in parallel with the manned space mission. Apollo sort of dominated the issue, but then after the Apollo program shuts down, the real action shifts to the planet. So that's sort of the sequence. They were interested in doing it, but the real punchline here was the discovery in the mid-60s that the planets, the outer planets, could align themselves in such a way, it happens about once every 176 years, that a single spacecraft could go from Jupiter to Saturn to Uranus and on to Neptune. And that concept became so dazzling that it acquired a name, a grand tour. There were lots of configurations that were possible, and it was just determined that we weren't going to let this pass. It's not only a once-in-a-lifetime possibility. Right. It's a once-in-three generations, 10 generations, lifetime. It was just too much. So Voyager was launched. It was actually toned down quite a bit from the more grandiloquent schemes of multi-launches and many periods. There was basically a three-year window where this was at least possible.
Possible, yeah.
And it was launched to go to Jupiter and Saturn, and then with the possibility of having one of them, if the mission was successful so far, going on. But no spacecraft had survived that long in space, and they were warranted for 5 years. They're still working 33 years later. So it's an extraordinary success story, really.
You know, where are the Voyagers right now, Stephen?
They are in the heliosheath, which is this sort of filmy surf between the solar winds and the interstellar winds. And they cross the borders into what termination jack, which is where the solar wind begins slowing down, and you go into this long zone. No one knows quite how thick it is between the two competing winds. And they're in the middle of that. Voyager 1 entered first, Voyager 2 second, and they will probably pass through it, still able to send us information. They have about 8 to 10 years of power, if we nurse them along, that they could still let us know when they have passed through that sort of final veil of the solar system and are into really interstellar winds and space.
33-year-old technology, Stephen. Maybe even older, because it must have taken years to make and develop, right?
It was, and initially the designer, Jet Propulsion Laboratory, had a vision of this real Cadillac, high-tech kind of spacecraft that they would do, and it just was too much. It was too big a leap. It was going to be too expensive. They had to go back to the old Mariner series and sort of put it on steroids and equip it with special stuff and then use that. But, you know, the technology, it's extraordinary that it survives. I mean, my digital watch probably has more high-tech in it than Voyager.